chicken meat. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic.
All right, guys, we have another special guest on the line. Today we are talking to someone who does something that is very, very cool, something I'm a huge fan of. And he is a magician, and he goes by the name of Jabrizi, if I'm not mistaken, right? What's going on? Finally have you on the After Hours show.
Man, it is a lot going on. A lot of things are happening. I'm very happy, very sad. Still not satisfied, but very, very happy.
There you go. That's what's up. You have a lot of stuff going on. Now, for our listeners, again, Jabrizi is a magician. He does a lot of stuff. He's really good with the... You do a lot of videos, too, on your YouTube channel.
Yeah,
I've noticed. And the one you have up there right now is actually, I watched it and I was amazed. And it was the video, and I think it's titled Pickpocketing a Cop.
Oh, yeah. Pickpocketed a Cop. Oh, man, that was so risky. Dude, that was like...
I know. I watched that. And when I was watching you do that, I was like, oh, he's going to get caught. He's going to get caught. There's no way. No, sure enough, you just walked over. Like, I think you threw something away or something and then just reached down and pulled the cop's wallet out.
Funny story. We were actually going to do it to another group of cops that had like guns on their hips, right?
Yeah.
But like they were standing next to each other, so therefore the one I wanted to pickpocket, his gun was on his hip, so that was the only exposed side I could go to.
Oh.
At the trash can.
Yeah.
So we just said, I don't want them thinking I'm reaching for a gun now.
I was gonna say, yeah, they're probably well aware of their gun. If they see you going for it, they'll just drop you in a second.
Yeah, probably drop me with that same gun.
Yeah, you get pistol whipped and stuff. But everyone needs to check that video out, and it's on Jabrizi's YouTube channel, which we'll link to our website, the big picture of him on our homepage. Just click it and we'll have it link right to your YouTube channel. Now, there's a bunch of other things on there. You give away free magic, too, on there, like little free tricks. I think the one that I watched was you changing a pencil.
Oh, yeah, something new I'm starting, because I have, like, a bunch of tricks that, like, I necessarily wouldn't want to publish, but I think would be very useful in expanding creativity throughout the magic industry.
Definitely, and it's always tough to go and find how to do those first tricks. I don't know about you. I went and I bought a book. And I kind of went through the book and learned like maybe 12 of them or so, and then it grows from there. But when you first started, where did you learn your magic? Did you watch other magicians, or did you have to go to a store like I did?
I was on YouTube, and then like I get like the really, really super duper, you know, like cheap tricks that you get from the dollar store with the horrible cards and,
oh yeah,
and, like they say magic.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Those little like cheap thimbles and stuff like that.
Yeah, I got those from like from the Boys and Girls Club that I used to go to, and then I think my mom got me one too at one point. She got me like a deck of blank cards that turned into like faces and stuff.
That's really cool. But now the tricks you're doing are way more advanced than that at this point. I know you're actually, you have a campaign going right now. You're trying to put together a documentary, and that's also another amazing idea. When you first announced it, I thought it sounded very similar to, what was that one they did recently with like Kristen Lambert, Derek McGee or whatever.
I can't remember. It was like something. I like the documentary, but like I kind of felt as if, like, I don't know, I wanted to offer more than just that, and that's where I got the inspiration, exactly from that documentary.
Yeah, that's because when you first announced it, that's what it sounded like to me, and I was like, oh, that's similar. But then, like you said, you expanded it, and now you're opening it up to not just magicians. You're opening up opportunity for singers, dancers, and that's really cool. And what we're talking about right now is he's trying to fund a documentary campaign, and it's crowdfunded, so everyone can go check it out too. Jabrizi, where can they go to donate money if they want to?
Oh, it is tubestart.com, and all you do is go to the campaign form, and then you go to the latest one, the newest one, and you should see me, Magic to You documentary.
All right, and we'll also link that too. We'll post that on our fan page so everyone can check that out. And you actually have to get a lot of money to do this. You're looking for $5,000 just to start the project.
Just to start. Right now at the moment, pretty soon, on Friday, I was going to post a video that I am actually accepting, you know, applications. So people just send me their emails, send me a video, you know, of what you got, basically. If you're an artist or something like that, you know, send me like all the art that you've ever done in your whole life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just for validation, like, take a picture next to it so I know that's actually you.
There you go. Now, you also, if you get selected too, if the people who submit like pictures or whatever, they're doing videos of themselves, if they get selected and you raise $5,000, then, you know, they're going to be in the video. But if you raise $10,000, you are actually going to help fund that artist, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Because the inspiration from that is I got my first $1,000 to actually start doing my magic show on YouTube that actually got me to the point where I'm at today. And I just I feel as if like that $1,000 gave me like the best jump start whatsoever. Like, because I honestly believe like if you're truly into it, Will Smith has a quote, money doesn't like change you, it just amplifies what's already there. So yeah. I want to amplify what's there.
Definitely. And I think a lot of people have really good ideas. They just don't have the funding for it.
Exactly.
So that's really cool, man. Now, you also, was your show that you did, I think it was you that I saw, who was trying to crowdfund a magic show for yourself?
Yep. And I got like $1,300. I got like over $1,000. It was so great. Oh, man.
And that's something people can see on your YouTube channel, right?
I mean, like, if you go throughout my whole YouTube channel, like, recently.
Yeah.
All, like, that one camera. The reason I'm able to upload so many videos is because of that campaign. Ever since that, I never stopped doing videos. I kept my promise.
There you go. And I'm sure it's gotten to the point now where you walk around in some of these places and people recognize you. So it's easier to get footage.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Like,
at least that's what I would think. I would think, like, at first it's like people are like, nah, don't bother me. No, no. And then after they see you and you do a couple magic tricks for a while, then they're more willing to do it.
I'll put it like this. I do magic in my town. That's one thing, right? People already know me for that.
Yep.
Now, here's another thing. Ever since that cop video, I just started going to college, right? And I don't know anybody in this area called Gray's Lake. I don't know anybody in Gray's Lake. But it's like all these people that know me. Oh, you're that dude that was on the front page of Yahoo. I'm like sitting there like scratching my head like, have we ever met before?
There you go, man. Front page of Yahoo. That's pretty good.
That and like people will not stop blowing up my Facebook. But I always give my fans time, so I don't really like... I'm not stingy with my time. Like, I'm willing to give you my time if I have it. So, yeah.
Definitely. That's up. And people can follow you on Twitter, too. I'm sure you're always giving out free tricks and stuff like that. Is it also just Jabrizi on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. It's just everything's Jabrizi. I kept it very simple.
There you go. And I think you even have Jabrizi.com. I don't know if that's still up and running or...
Oh, no. That's actually down. I forgot to pay my bill.
There you go. The life of a magician right there. That's real life. All right, guys, we're talking to Jabrizi. He's a magician. Go check him out on YouTube. We'll post the link on our homepage. Just click the picture of Jabrizi, and it will take you right there. He's also got a campaign. He's looking for $5,000, not just for himself, but to help fund other talents, singers, dancers. If you have anything, submit a video. But more importantly, go and donate what you can. Every little bit counts. Now, I just want to ask you, what was the first thing that really made you want to start doing magic?
Oh, David Blaine. David Blaine watching his TV show.
Do you think a lot of his stuff is real or fake?
At the moment I'm at now in my life, I know some of the tricks are fake.
Yeah.
Very few.
He's better than Chris Angel. I'll say that.
Yeah, he is.
I bet that's a question you hate. Is, oh, you're like Chris Angel, or do you know Chris Angel? Or questions like that, I'm sure you get sick of.
Oh, my God. one thing I got from like one of my pals, his name is Justin Miller. He says, like, you have to change people's perceptions, mm-hmm. Of what a real Chris Angel is. So you have to kind of top Chris Angel right there in that moment. So yeah. That's all I try to do right there. When somebody yells Chris Angel, I'm like, okay, come here. Let me change the color of your hair.
There you go. It's tough. I remember because I used to do magic too, and I would always get that. They'd compare me to Chris Angel or David Blaine. Those are the two.
I like David Blaine better. More respectable.
I do too. And a lot of his stuff too, he's done tricks that I have actually done in the past too, or vice versa. I've done tricks he's done, but like they're actually possible. So they're not just camera tricks.
Yeah. That's the one thing I hated about Chris Angel. Like some tricks are real. Some.
You can usually tell. They're usually on his show, the less impressive ones, kind of like regular card tricks. Where he's like flying over the Titanic and stuff. That's all camera tricks.
It's every trick that doesn't have a now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, you can tell when they're real, too, because he's got, like, the real group of people, like, around him. Like, not just, I don't know. There was one that I saw specifically. I know you know this illusion where you kind of like put your the original illusion is you kind of walk through a window, like you put up a piece of paper, walk through the window, and then take the paper down, and you're like in on the other side of the window or something like that. Yeah. It's kind of like it's a amped up version of like the handkerchief through the mirror. And I saw him do that with a vending machine, and he set it up like it was all real, like he was just walking down the hall and there was just randomly this vending machine that he can put his arm through. And I was like, come on now. I mean, if you're gonna do it, do it. But I mean, don't play it off as like impromptu.
This is funny because like I was on Instagram and I was like going through my feed because it was a lot of people follow me and I always try to check them out, and if I like them, you know, too, I'll follow them back. So if you have some cool magic, you know, if I don't follow you back, it's because
he hates you.
I don't know.
No, it's not because he hates you.
Either because you're not a magician or like nothing impressed me. But one dude, he's like a TV type magician. He's like, I think he's probably my age, I'm not so sure, but he was like doing a hand through vending machine too, but it was like one of those crane machines. And I was just sitting there, I was like, how did he afford this?
Yeah, there was recently a guy too. He was on, I think it was like True TV. He has a show too, and he was doing magic. So,
Cabanaro effect. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, magic's for a while it was making a comeback, which was really impressive.
Now it's turning into pranks.
now it's turning into pranks and stuff, man. You got to go pickpocket some more people. I love that video.
I got the inspiration from Kayla Morelli when he tried to sell a bag of weed to a cop. Like I seen the trend. Yeah. That and one of my pals actually informed me, and he was like, you should give this a shot. Like, just try to give it a shot. And I was like, oh, really? So, like, in my head, I was like, I don't know if I want to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's pretty scary. But then at the same time, I was like, nah, just do it. You're Jabri. Come on. If you can accomplish it, man, you'll build a nice little fan base.
There you go.
That's really the goal. That was the goal behind that whole video. So, really, I did that for the fans, to be 100% honest.
Yeah, you're going viral either way. You're going to get beat down by a cop or you're going to steal his wallet.
So. Black man dies today from trying to steal a cop's wallet.
Yeah,
says he was just trying to do magic. I didn't believe it.
But we are talking to Jabrizi, guys, a magician. Check him out on YouTube. Go fund his project. Now, Jabrizi, I want to ask you this. What was the biggest mistake you have ever made while performing? I know it's happened to me a couple times when I was performing live.
Oh, I let somebody hold on a flash paper, and I burnt it in their hand. They completely flipped out.
I'm trying to think if I've done that before. No, I don't think I have. What I used to do is I used to hold the flash paper, and I used to have them light it, but I would always forget to tell them to pull their hand away, right, like fast. And then so they would always freak out kind of like you, but I don't know. How did that – did you actually burn them, or did they just kind of like flip?
Well, you know, like, flash paper doesn't burn you. You know what I mean? So yeah. They just kind of flipped out, and they went crazy. And then I realized, never do that again.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember there was one time I was performing, and I had people all the way around me. And I was doing the dollar through quarter trick, and the gimmick quarter broke. And so I have this dollar, and I'm like, I'm holding it in the perfect way. No one knows it broke. But I can't pull the dollar out because it won't, you know, it won't look like it sealed itself back up or whatever.
Yeah.
So I just pulled the dollar out. I held the dollar up, and I was like, there you go. That's it. Like, the trick that completely sucked.
The biggest mistake I ever made was wearing a thumb tip that is not my color because they don't sell it in my color.
That's pretty funny.
Every time I wear, people know I'm wearing something on my thumb because I'm dark skinned. That's the issue, man.
And they all, man, there you go. Magic retailers, start making black thumb tips.
Exactly.
Or brown or mocha, or all they make is the white. Mocha. The white isn't even white. It's like almost like pale. It's like dead skin white.
Yeah, it really is. It's like ashy white. That's what it is.
now, for all our listeners, we're talking about thumb tips. Like, it's like literally a fake thumb you wear on your thumb. And a lot of times, do you do like any of the SpongeBob magic or like handkerchief stuff?
Yeah, man. I don't know why, but people find SpongeBob magic like the best, like it's like the best trick in the world to them, and I don't understand it. I just don't understand.
I don't either. It's easy to do too. It really is easy, and it's the same thing. I don't know. That's probably the reason I like cards. I don't know. I know you do a lot of card magic and stuff. I like it because it's real. Like same thing with SpongeBob. It's like really something you can do. It's not a gimmick. It's not a gaffe. You're actually, you know, doing it. So someone could literally throw you a deck of cards and you could do your whole routine.
Oh yeah, yeah. I felt the same way. You hear this new fire trick, right? Where you can shoot fire from your bare hands by Adam Wilbur.
It sounds amazing. I think I saw you post something on it, but I haven't actually watched a video on it.
If you go on Illusionist, illusionist.com, you can check it out. And I'm actually on there, too, on the product page.
Damn,
and,
there you go.
I was in my restaurant. I was like, okay, I wanted to see which one would be better. Because in my head, I was like, which one would be better, sponge balls or shooting a fireball from my hand?
Wow, I can tell you which one sounds cooler.
Which one sounds cooler, but to know, to the woman I was doing it to, because you know how women are.
Like, yeah.
You know, like, they're really fascinated with you know, things that balls? Are in the hand. You know what I mean? No.
Yeah, no. They like holding balls, man. That's what you're
doing. Mean.
I get what you're
going there, man.
I get what you're saying, though. The close up illusion sponge balls. It is fascinating too.
I gotta tell my homies about that.
There you go. Jabrizi's out there. He goes up to ladies. Here, hold my balls, and just hands them sponge balls.
No, my girlfriend would kill me if I tried to do something like that. Here, hold my balls. Yeah,
you're gonna be that kind of magician. Oh, the creepy one that walks around the mall with his sponge balls and the fake fingers in his pocket. Oh, man. So let me ask you this, Jabrizi. What actually, maybe I did already ask this, I'm not even sure. What made you start magic? Like, what was, I know you said David Blaine, but like, was that the only reason or was there any other?
I mean, if you want to go into like what made me start creating magic, because I also create tricks too. And what got me into like making tricks, who was it? Crap. I think it was, I believe it was Kayla Morelli. You know who that guy is, right?
Sounds familiar, but nah, I'm going to say no.
Just for anybody who doesn't know, he was the guy who tried to sell the bag of weed to the cop. And he's actually a creator, and he creates, like, some really cool tricks. He has a trick where he's spinning, like, a freaking iPhone on the tip of his finger and stuff. Like, I just thought that was so cool. He pulled, like, a candy cane from out of nowhere in his bare hand, and it was just standing there. And I don't know where it came from, but what got me into I've been creating magic for, like, a year. And so far, like, I've been doing pretty well, and companies are starting to look at me, and people are starting to recognize me in the magic industry.
There you go.
I think I'm starting to evolve. I'm branching off. Now I'm not just a performer. I'm a consultant, too.
That's cool, though. Like, I mean, having the mind to do that, like, not just performing tricks, or you're performing, you could probably soon enough go around and do lectures, too. I don't know if you've ever, are you part of, like, the IBM or anything like that?
Oh, no, soon I will be. Promise myself I'd do it this year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, getting into the IBM, which is, for our listeners, International Brotherhood of Magicians, or SAM, which is the Society of American Magicians or something like that. I'd recommend the IBM over that, but definitely go there because they have lectures and they have like the top names. Like, so you could have like Jeff McBride, any of these guys, John Schirach, John Armstrong. They just basically they go around on lecture tours. And so then you get to learn from these actual people just for being part of the IBM. And you could probably get to the point where you do that. I know Andrew Main, Michael MR, does the same thing. He goes around and he just talks about the products he's created. And then he just goes from city to city.
That's exactly what I'm trying to get. Today I just created a trick where you open up a deck of cards, right? You have the box, you open it up, and like a fire freaking, like, it's a freaking fire that started out of the cards. But then when you go to check the box is empty. There's no flame, tarnish, or anything. The cards are completely fine and everything, and it's just a fire came out of nowhere. You don't know where it came from.
So it's kind of like that wallet trick back in the day?
Yeah, it's like I wanted something to be the mixture of both of those. So I wanted to have like a wallet trick, the fire wallet, mixed with a card trick, because like I feel as if like both of those, if you can add both of those together, there's no need to ever do the, you know, fire wallet.
Right, and the wallet's weird, because I mean, like, you're doing a magic set, you're going to pull out a deck of cards, you're not necessarily going to pull out your wallet.
Exactly, yeah, I just want to pull out the cards already.
Dude, that's crazy, though. I mean, you're actually making stuff now, and you have, like, oh, man, that's, because I know a lot about magic, and I know how to do a lot of the stuff, but I don't have the mind to make it. I mean,
oh, man, as soon as you, like, get the hang of, like, what works and what doesn't work, and you get a couple gimmicks in your hand, it's just, because you're gone from there, man.
Yeah, let me ask you this now. Are you, obviously you create it, but other than that, are you a big gimmick fan? Like, I saw a lot of cool tricks that you could do, but you had to walk around with this special tool. You had to walk around with this special deck. You had to walk around with this and that. And it just kind of turned me off. But, like, some of the cooler tricks, you need that stuff. So I don't know how you feel about that. Do you like using gimmicks or, I mean, other than yours, like other gimmicks? Or do you like being more organic?
I like gimmicks if they're self-contained, because self-contained gimmicks usually always, like, it's really hard for you to fail on them, right?
Right.
if you're doing a set, are you talking about shows, or are you talking about, like, let's say you're on the street or strolling? Which one?
We'll go with street magic, kind of wandering around.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So street magic. I always at least carry about, like, two gimmicks on me, and depending on what they can do. So if one's self-contained, I always carry, like, one self-contained and one that can be self-contained. No, actually, I take that back. Everything I do has to be self-contained. So therefore, I have to be able to end clean and begin clean. You know what I mean? So
yeah, that's important.
Yeah, very important. Because, like, there's no point in carrying that. Like, if I bring out, like, that vanishing deck gimmick, you know which one I'm talking about, right? The one with the black... the black box that you put the cards inside of and it just vanishes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not about to carry that. Let's be 100% honest. Why do you have that? You are a grown man and you have one of these. Like, why are you carrying around a box? Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, like, if there's, like, a gimmick Sharpie, I'm carrying that. You know what I mean? Especially if it can write. You know what I mean? So, because it's two things in one. So I like things that are two things in one. So if I can set a fire with a deck of cards, I mean, with a box, that's good. And then if I can, like, end clean, that's good. So... gimmicks, I love gimmicks. I give them a thumbs up if they're self-contained.
Yeah, I used to do that. My set, when I was doing restaurant magic, like going table hopping, I used I started with two card tricks, switched to a coin trick, then ended with a gimmicked card trick. And the reason I did that was because the two card tricks, and here we go with magic theory for all of our listeners. The two card tricks allowed the, you know, people to touch the cards, touch the deck, see what's going on, know that it's a real deck. Then I switched to a coin trick so I could put the deck in my pocket. And then when I switched back to a card trick, I just pulled out the gimmick deck. So in their mind, it looks exactly the same. It's a blue bicycle deck. But now I've already set up and loaded my gimmick without even having to do any sleight of hand. It's just... I did it right in front of them. They didn't even know because I put the deck away, did a coin trick, and I said I'm going to end with a card trick, pull out the gaff deck, and then I just do the trick where, you know, you have them pick a card. Then you put the deck on the table. I think it's face up. You wrap a quarter in flash paper. You light it, and then the coin burns down to where their card is. And I used to end with that, and people loved it. Like, they would freak out. Like, I had people, like, pick up the deck and smell it, and they're like, it smells burnt. I'm like, okay, yeah, it does. But people love that. So that's the only gimmick that I had a couple that I would carry around. That was one of them, and I always had the Raven. Always.
You know, when I think about it, when you're doing strolling at a restaurant, one thing I do is, like, I never give you a full show. I just give you a little something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I know you're going to come, like, especially if you're a regular customer and you come back, I don't want to keep entertaining yeah. you, like, not consistently. Let me not say that.
Like, the same tricks,
like,
over
too
and
long
over.
Because, yeah, because I'm going to bring, like, I brung pyro where I can shoot fireballs from my hand, and then I brung some a deck of cards. And, yeah, so pyro was the only gimmick on me that I had, and it was sick. Like, I was, like, shooting fireballs from my hands, and they thought it was so sick. Like, what in the world? I'm Mario. That's right. I'm shooting fire flowers inside the restaurant. And I'm not going to lie. The dude that owns the restaurant, he told me, he was like, you got to be careful with that. And I had to break down how it worked. Yeah. And he was like, oh, okay, you can use it.
Yeah, no, people always... I remember because the restaurants I was in, too, it was like a smaller, more, like, private restaurant. And every time you did the flash paper, the whole room lights up, and everyone looks. It's kind of cool, but... Guys, we're talking to Jabrizi. He's a magician. Go check him out on YouTube. Fund his documentary. He needs $5,000 to start it, $10,000, and he'll actually start funding the people that are going to be in it. And Jabrizi, I don't know if you have any closing thoughts about the show or anything like that. I definitely want to thank you for being on.
Oh, no problem. I want to just say, one last thing.
Sure.
I love the after-hour comedy show. You guys make me crack up every time, like, I sit and listen to it. Like, it is just hilarious. I call in a couple times, like, whenever I'm free.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm just walking around and I'm listening to it in my ear.
Hell yeah. That's what's up.
You guys are awesome. I appreciate being on the show. And go ahead and check them out. Hey, check out his freaking Omegle videos, man.
There we go. It's out there.
Check them out.
All right, guys, that's Jabrizi. Jabrizi, I want to thank you for being on the After Hour show, and you're definitely welcome back anytime.
All right, man, cool.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Playboy. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me. When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me.
me. Now every